Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hello there, folks. This is Lamorne, a.k.a. your dad. Now, as your father, I'm speaking to you from a place of love. Speaking to you from a place of comfort, and dare I say, a place of peace. Now, today, as I rub my very pronounced mustache while I battle these seasonal allergies, and let me tell you something, these seasonal allergies can really kiss my ass, because I'm feeling some type of way about it right now. This week, I've been known as a mouth breather. Been doing a lot of heavy breathing through the mouth hole. And that's due to the pollen in the air, I think. But I digress. I wanted to take the time tonight to answer a few questions from the fans. You know, read some comments. Read some remarks, really get into the grit of it all, really dig in there and dive into some of the questions you all have been sending in, you know, the hard-hitting stuff. Now, obviously, if you want your questions answered, all you got to do is email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. That's welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into it. First question comes from Sarah H. I'm not sure what the H stands for. It could be anything. It could be Highland. It could be Sarah Highland. Let's just say this first question comes from Sarah Highland. Hi, my friends and I love your show, both the podcast and the show. And I was listening to the Bully podcast episode, and I have a question. Winston says, Theodore K. Mullins, which is the same name as one of the main characters in the show Schitt's Creek. Ted, Theodore, I assume, Mullins, Schitt's Creek came, well, okay, here we go. Schitt's Creek came out after this episode, but does anyone know if that's just a coincidence? Thank you. You are the best and keep up the great work. We appreciate you. Well, thank you, Sarah Highland. I don't know if it's actually Highland. It could be anything else. It could be Sarah something. I don't, it could be Sarah Howard. Could just be Sarah H. I don't know if anybody, whatever. I digress again. But to answer your question, Theodore K. Mullins, is it a coincidence that the show Schitt's Creek uses or has a character named Ted Mullins? No, it's not a coincidence. They stole it from us. Everybody knows Schitt's Creek has been a show that admired New Girl. They in order to get that show off the ground, they kind of had to dig deep into what we were doing on New Girl in order to create their show. They talk about it in interviews. Go back and just listen. Especially Theodore K. Mullins. That was a character that they really also admired. I think everybody out there knows that Schitt's Creek is just a knockoff New Girl. It's been talked about. It's been widely expressed. No, I'm kidding. I do believe it could just be a coincidence. Ted Mullins. I'm sure there's a bunch of Ted Mullins out there. We don't know if it's Theodore. We don't know if on Schitt's Creek, Ted is short for Theodore. It could be short for Teddy. You know, I knew a Teddy, Teddy Ruxpin. Teddy Ruxpin was a good homie of mine. So, sorry, Sarah, to answer your question, I don't think it's related. I would love to say that it was. That's just the ego in me.
Welcome to our show.
Question number two. Actually, it's not a question. It's more of a comment. It says, "Hey, Zoe, Hannah, and Lamorne. My roommates and I are all huge New Girl fans. We're constantly watching and quoting the show and have all taken on respective roles as each of the characters. I'm Jess. Madeline is Schmidt. And Maya is Winston. I'm assuming Maya is the cool one. I'm assuming Maya is the dope one. The one with that extra, that something, that gravitas. I'm sure she's the leader. I'm sure Maya is your hero. I'm sure you all look up to Maya and respect her. Now, the show has been a way for us to connect and de-stress after long days of work and school, and we are super grateful to have it. We made our very own douchebag jar, and we wanted to show you. The form doesn't exactly equal the function. We're thinking of using it as a gratitude jar, but, you know. And then they have a lovely photo of all three of them. With the douchebag jar, and I gotta say, it's all lovely. It's all great. They end by saying, anyway, thank you for spreading joy with the show and the podcast. Smiley face. Well, Maya, Madeline, and Christy, I gotta say, I think y'all did a fantastic job on this douchebag jar. I used to have a douchebag jar in my house. I tried to make one. I put it in my living room, and it was getting filled with money. It wasn't a douchebag jar. It wasn't a gratitude jar. It was a leftover change jar. You know, when you come home at the end of the night and you got those loose ones, you got a couple ones in there, loose quarters, a couple $2 bills, a couple Canadian loonies and toonies from your travels abroad. And then you sit them in that jar. And then I had a friend. Yeah, I had a friend. I had a friend who decided, you know what? Let me borrow from that jar. Not only did he borrow from that jar, he never replaced it, which means he took from the jar. He took from the cup. If you don't replace, that is theft. He took it and never replaced it. At least I don't think. I'd come home sometimes and be a little light. And I was like, I know I had more loonies and toonies than this. You know, but I think, Maya, Madeline, and Christy, I think you've done an excellent job. I think I'm going to post this photo on my story. So when this episode comes out, you guys can see it. I think it's fantastic. Question number three. In the episode, The Landlord, Winston paints over the alien sex mural Schmidt left in the closet. A few episodes later, the mural is suddenly across an entire wall of Winston's room with no explanation and remains there for the rest of the show. I always feel like I miss something, but after a rewatch, it really is never explained. Was there maybe a deleted scene that explained it? What happened? How did the painted over mural return bigger than ever? Please explore. I need to know more. Thank you. Shana. Or Chana. Or Chana. It's spelled C-H-A-N-A. However you spell your name, excellent question. So, yes, I do know what you're referring to. I remember I remember it vividly, actually, because fun fact, I have that mural at my house. I have that big space orgy sex mural or whatever it's called. Please forgive me if you can hear that beeping in the background. I am doing this podcast in the middle of the street. I'm sitting on a curb drinking beer from a bucket. So, F it, let's go. Yes, I do believe it was explained, but later cut. So there's a couple things. One, in television, sometimes, especially in a comedy like this, we just do dumb shit and then don't really explain it, which can explain a lot. If something ever looks weird or strange to you, the odds are we just did it for laugh purposes, for laugh value, and never really gave the audience an explanation. Now, that's one. Now, two, I do believe there was something where Schmidt hired the same artist to paint that over the wall. Because, you know, when he turns the light off, it says Winston sucks. It's glow in the dark, Winston sucks. So I do believe it was another commissioned piece on the wall. So to answer your question, maybe a scene was deleted, but I do think it was something in the on the lines of it's just television and they just did it for laugh purposes. So number four, if Ali wasn't short for Allison, was it short for anything? Love you and the podcast. From Adriana. I thought Allie was short for Allison. Did I miss something? Oh my God. Dare I say I'm lost? We even have the song Allison. Allison. You know. So I thought Allie was short for Allison. Maybe I missed something. So I'm going to have to go back and check on that one. Ellie is short for Allison. It is. Upon further review, I went back and I did my research. I went to season 5. The episode is, I think, episode 17. It is called Road Trip. Yeah, season 5, episode 17. Winston says, now, not many people know this, but, you know, Ellie's full name is Allison. So it is. So to answer your question, you were wrong. Adriana, you were wrong. Now, I don't want to gloat because that's not the guy I am, but Adriana, you were wrong. And I also want to double back on the third question from Chana. You know, it's TV. I think they just deleted a scene. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. That one's hard. That one's a hard one to explain. Either way, we got our intergalactic SpaceX mural, and I think it was fun. I think it was fun for everybody. I think everyone now knows exactly what an intergalactic space orgy looks like. Because if you've ever been to space, that's the last thing you expect to see is an intergalactic space orgy going on. You know what I mean? So many different angles, so much space. Why would you be so close? And never mind.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Welcome to our show.
Question number 5. Hello, Zoe, Lamorne, and Hannah. I'm Tegan, a fan since day one of the TV show. I've been loving the podcast. Your show has been a constant source of enjoyment for me. I admire your work as people and actors. My question for you is, what were your favorite things about performing with each of the main cast members? Did you have a favorite person to work side by side with? Thanks for all that you do. Tegan Kostelnak. He, him. Let's see. Let's go down the line. Favorite part about working with Zoe is how great of a performer she is. She's super nice, first of all. She's super kind. And I was a huge fan, you know, of hers when I got on the show. So it was once the nerves go away, you realize you're just working with a dope person. She's super thoughtful, checks in all the time. So that's like, that's a bonus. It makes you feel really comfortable when you're at work. You know what I mean? And like I said, she just elevates you because she's so good at what she does. Let's see, Hannah. Hannah has got to be the sweetest person on planet Earth. And when you're performing with her, she's also very generous in that. So that's the one thing I like about Hannah, is that she's very generous with like egging you on for jokes, you know, really setting you up to score. So, you know, that's what I love about working with her. And obviously she's just like, you know, she's one of the homies, you know, so it's always cool. In between takes, we're talking about how much wine she drinks. I'm kidding. She's not an alcoholic. Max Greenfield. Working with Max, I gotta say, he is one hell of a performer. He's sometimes you get caught up in watching him and you check out of the scene because what he's doing is so funny. And again, he's one of those people that always sets you up for jokes. He's constantly like egging you on. Max will like pitch you jokes, but just as a performer, that is fantastic. Like to get pitched a joke. Are you kidding me? Like he's super funny and he's a hell of a writer. So he's definitely one of my favorite people that I've ever worked with. And I can say the same for Jake Johnson as well. You get caught up in watching the show. Jake goes full crazy in certain moments. Like he's just like, you know, improvising, you know, going way off script. And it's usually in reaction to what you're doing. I'll try to improvise with Jake and I'll do something and he will completely go so far. He'll go so far left. It's just really fun to work with. And Damon is just, oh my gosh, working with Damon has just been like a joy of my life. Obviously you're working with one of the greats, super funny, super cute, you know, Damon's cute. And I think that's the main reason why I like working with Damon. He's cute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do I have a favorite person to work side by side with? I'd probably say Ferguson. He's just better than all the actors on our show. He's just better. He's just better. So thank you Tegan for that question. So that's it for our Q&A this week, folks. Please remember, send your questions to us. Email them at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. please link in our bio. Please go get the merch. The merch is selling like hotcakes, which are also like pancakes. Please like and subscribe. Love you.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReader. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.